Beloved radio friends, we welcome you to the messages of Scripture, reminding our hearts that God is in the divine clothing business. That business He commenced Himself, as we have already seen in our preceding messages. He commenced it in the third chapter of the book of Genesis. No one has been able to interfere with His business, and they never will. For Christ, His beloved Son, who came to the earth, the very first recorded words which He ever spoke, recorded in Luke chapter 2, verse 46, declare, the Savior said to Mary and to Joseph, "Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Oh yes, He certainly came to earth that He might conclude and finish the clothing business for poor, guilty, lost, and hell-deserving sinners. Listen to what He did. For but one person, a demoniac-possessed man, insane, a man that none could tame. You read in Mark's Gospel chapter 5, the opening verses of that chapter, where Jesus delivered this demoniac-possessed man. He cast out the demons by His power. But will you note the blessed result of His deliverance, as we read it in verse 15? That which all the men around saw, they knew this man. They knew he was untamable. They knew that he was a demoniac-possessed person, and they had suffered from it. And they were afraid of Him. But when the Lord Jesus cast out the demons, listen to these words, they came to Jesus, and they see Him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. The amazing and the startling fact is this. They were afraid of Him. They had reason to be afraid of Him before, but not now. Oh, my beloved friend, let me kindly say, if you have Christ for your Savior, you have Him for your eternal clothing of your soul. And may I add, like the demoniac man when the Lord delivered him, you're in your right mind. Please, may I say, I think, and I know for a fact, it has happened to me. It has happened to many of my Christian friends. We have been called crazy because we talk about the Savior and our salvation. Let me say frankly, if you're not saved, you're not in your right mind. Get your soul right with the Lord. Get His clothing, the robe of Christ, and the Lord Jesus, your Savior. But let's go from the demoniac-possessed man to another parable our Lord Jesus told them when He was here, which you may well know. It is in the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, the parable of the prodigal son. Have you never heard of that? Have you perhaps ever read it? You know what happened to him? He decided to leave home to get all that was coming to him ahead of time, and went into the far country. There he spent his substance in riotous, sinful living, until he had spent all that he had. You know the story of it, when he was broke and trying to find a living. The only thing that he could do was to feed the pigs. There was not much pay in that. There was a lot of stench in it. And but finally he repented. He began to think the fool he had been. And he began to repent. And he repented and came to himself. And what did he do? He returned back to his father's home. Now please let me state, I've no question of doubt the fellow smelt very filthy, feeding pigs for a living. But what did the father do? What did the father say when he saw his son? for whom he had been longing to come home, watching and waiting for that prodigal to return? You know the story. When that father saw him away, a long way off, he ran toward him. He fell upon his neck. He embraced him, and he kissed him. I don't think he smelled very good, without doubt. But the father kissed him with affection and welcomed him with wonderful words. The prodigal confessed his unworthiness. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. And he intended to say, make me as one of thy hired servants, but the father never permitted him to do that. Before he could say another word, after confessing his unworthiness, what did the father say? Bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf, kill it, let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost and is found. What a transformation from the filthy garments of the pigsty to the best robe the father had in the house. Upon him the ring of love. Upon his shoes, the shoes of peace. I know I think of the words of a young Chinese convert that I once read. Never have I forgotten. As that young believer in China many, many, many years ago gave his testimony as to being saved and recited the story of the prodigal son. He said, how did he know he was welcome? How did he know the father loved him? Well, all he had to do was look down and see the best robe that was on him, to see the ring of affection upon his finger, and to see the shoes that was upon his feet. That dear Chinese brother added these words, and he also had the fatted calf. The fatted calf was in his stomach. My beloved friend, take in the scope, the greatness of God in the clothing business. How many millions of sinners have come to him through Christ, his beloved Son? Whether in Old Testament saints in typology, or New Testament saints in reality, all have been righteously clothed, and their garments are still new, and they will be new forever, eternally. Again, let me emphasize, wherever you read of God's provision for sinners, to save them, to deliver them, to rescue them from Satan, 'tis always Christ and his provided righteousness through him. God made Christ to become sin on the cross for you and for me, that we might become or be clothed in the righteousness of Christ before him. But this is not all, my friend. I would add, if you know your Bible as a Christian, the believer is to have a change after death. There's a change to come in the earthly body. 2 Corinthians 5 verses 1 through 3 tells about a glorious change. There's a new body coming for the Christian. Listen, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this one we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. My beloved, what a change that will be. You say, what's that? Well, that's going to be the redemption of our body, which it is called in Romans 8:23. God is in the clothing business, but he promises to every believer in the Lord Jesus to clothe them with a new body. My present body's got lots of patches and stitches in it. But God, through Christ, when Jesus comes again, says to the believer, you know, I'm going to clothe you with a new body, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Oh, my beloved radio friend, can you not see that positively, without any work, without any payment on your part or mine, God alone is in the clothing business to provide for any man and woman, boy and girl, without money and without price, to clothe them in Christ and through Christ for time and eternity. But may I add something? That I may state frankly, faithfully, gratefully, God has never lost one of his customers yet, whom he has clothed. For he saves them forever who come to God through Christ. Now let me quote a scripture. Jesus said, I give unto my sheep eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. John chapter 5 and verse 28 through 30. My beloved, listen. It's very simple. God's been in the divine clothing business from the beginning of sin in the Garden of Eden. He has stayed in it. How many sinners has he clothed in the Old Testament? You could never count them. How many sinners has he saved since the beginning of the New Testament? You could never count them. They are multitudes. But let me ask a question. Are you one of them? Are you one of them? Are you one who has come, confessing your filthy garments of sin, but rejoicing and with gladness accepting the garment that God's provided, as Isaiah called it well, the garment of salvation? My beloved, I don't care what kind of clothes you wear. I don't care if they're in rags or if they're in velvet gowns. Do you have the garment God's provided, which is Christ, his beloved Son? God blessed the divine clothing business for centuries, and he's still carrying it on. I ask you, my friend, as we close, are you clothed before God with the robe of Jesus? It is the best robe. I've got a robe. You've got a robe. All God's children got a robe. And when we get to heaven, with that robe on us, we'll walk all over God's heaven shouting glory. Father, we pray, oh, bless the divine clothing business today and save some sinner. In Jesus' name, amen.